scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So a new survey by SheerLD.com reveals that the average teacher spends 468 of their own money, dollars that is, of their own money on back-to-school supplies each year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's too bad, huh?
It's crazy. I mean, I know certain, funding doesn't give them all the stuff that they need, which stinks.
Yeah, it is.
But that's a lot of money.
That's a big chunk of change. Phew. I know they do, different, fundraisers and stuff and drives where you can help out with that. I'm going to be interested in looking into that this year because that's a shame.
Now, this is not a shame. I'm actually very happy about this because I'm a Cubs fan. The Cubs awarded a World Series ring yesterday to Steve Bartman. You might remember Steve Bartman. Pretty much everybody, including Cubs fans, blame him for the Cubs blowing Game 6 of the 2003 NLCS. He's the guy wearing the Cubs hat and headphones and the glasses. So he touched a foul ball that left fielder Moises Alou jumped for. Now, the Cubs ended up losing their lead in that game and eventually lost Game 7 to the Marlins. But maybe, we broke the goat curse.
Yeah.
We broke the Bartman curse as well. So I think this is tying up loose ends. Maybe the Cubs will win the World Series again.
Oh, that's kind of nice. I bet he felt pretty bad.
Yeah, he was very happy to get that ring.
Yeah, I'm sure that's nice of them. Well, I don't know if this is nice or not, Johnny. And I can ask you if you think we do this. According to a new study, we slack off at work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For example, 58% of employees often use their personal devices at work to check pages that are banned by their company, and about a third of employees check non-work email and social media networks. All this goofing around on the clock supposedly costs companies $15 billion in lost productivity. Johnny, are you scrolling Facebook?
Yes. What? What? I wasn't doing anything. I was listening.
I always have Facebook open because I need it for work.
Yeah, our job is
a little different.
We don't really have a job.
No, you're right. This isn't an actual
job. It's not really an important
job. But I do think that's interesting because I also think for myself, if I worked at... Stop it. I see what you're doing over there.
What?
Looking at your email this time, weren't you?
I put it down.
You're texting Jocelyn, aren't you?
I put it down.
I think if I had to work a full 8 hours doing the same thing, I would just check out. At some point, there's no more work your brain can do.
Exactly.
So you just need a little break.
Just a little face break. Just a little face break. if you need a break, you can always go to the library.
You can.
According to a new survey, millennials are visiting public libraries more than any other age group.
Wow.
Now, they found that 53% of these young adults ages 18 to 35 used a public library within the last year. Now, they're checking out books, but they're also taking advantage of free or inexpensive services like DVD checkouts, high-speed internet, and some libraries that have 3D printers.
That's pretty awesome. It's because they're broke.
Exactly. And even printing costs, to print off just a piece of paper and all that, isn't that much.
No.
It's a few cents here and there. It's a lot cheaper than, buying your own printer for home.
I wonder what people are using the 3D printers for.
I don't know.
Print out
weird
little Dungeons and Dragons figurines. Guys
little Pokemons or something. I don't know. I don't know what you. I've never used a 3D printer.
They're pretty cool. I'm curious what you would borrow one for. I really got to get a 3D print of this.
I lost my keys.
Yeah,
to 3D print my key.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Does that work? Can you do that?
I have no idea. It seems like it would break.
I think you could do just about anything with a 3D printer.
I don't know how strong the plastic is. So I don't know if you can do that or not. But
all right.
We could try it.
We could.
Let's do that.